Brian, a 12-point defeat, I think it was, and a Division 1 opener in Roscommon next weekend. It's not the ideal preparation.
No, definitely not. It's not what we expected. Or didn't come here anyway thinking that was going to happen, but it is fair play to Derry. They really turned it on in the second half, the second part, and we failed to live with them.
You didn't seem to be able to lift your game, even after Darren McCurry got you that second-half goal. You were just a point behind at that stage. Looked as if Tyrone, with the wind in their backs at that stage, would come strong at that time, but it didn't happen.
No, I think we caught up with them at a good level. And then we just had a chance to push on and we didn't take it. And after that, the game just seemed to turn and slowly just, well, the goals come then and that had finished it off. But we had a chance to push on and we didn't take it. We really, really, really worked hard for the first probably 15 minutes of the second half. But then he's the foot back off the pedal again, and we paid dearly for it.
Type of game, Brian, the first 15 minutes against the wind, would have been happy enough, only 2-1 adrift, but we're well in contention, but just from there to half time, they got a grip of things.
They did, and they missed a fair bit too, the two goals that Benny, two great saves. So, we weren't handling the counter attack basically, went up the field and didn't cope well once we got turned over, didn't get the ball dead. And Derry came down and really punished us, and probably could have punished us more in the first half, if truth be told.
What about Benny? You say he's going well there, a couple of great saves. Did he hit the post with a hand?
I think he did, but I think he's alright, he's not too bad. So hopefully he'll live to fight another day.
As I say, when we go back level, I think it was 7-1-4, thrown up in a really good position, but they outscored us 3-4 to a point in the remaining of the game, and it's
very disappointing the way we finished off that game. We just have to take a good long hard look at it from ourselves, both individually, suppose collectively. What can we do to whenever that situation evolves again, what should we be doing, what can we do? And we definitely have a bit of work to do in that, there's no doubt about it.
There's nothing new that Derry produced tonight, but we looked as if we still hadn't seen it before. We allowed them to break at pace, and
we just didn't track runners. Long and the short of it, let the easy overlap go, and we were chasing it. And that's the long and short of it. A bit of responsibility, more work rate. But we'll get a look at it in the video. You see more things then. Think you know what happened there, and you don't always. And the intensity of the match, you miss some things. But
break ball,
we missed a few things. They got away. We just seem to be reacting to a lot of stuff rather than anticipating it and chasing it a bit away. And once you're chasing something, you're always leaving yourself exposed.
You leave spaces, in the back,
and things like that. So we got well punished for it. Very well punished. Derry were clinical.
And a very, very important week for you in Garvahy, Brian, this week, but an awful lot to work on, always is, after a defeat, and it gives you that sort of canvas to get down to work early and get things sorted out.
Oh, definitely. You learn a lot from defeats, and I think we learned a lot from that there today. And we have a lot to put right for next week, and in a very short time frame, but that's the challenge that's in front of us. We'll know this in another 8 days' time. We'll know where we are, how we do, but we have a lot of work to do this week. There's no point in saying otherwise.